Crowds still ooh and ah in places to the feats of trained animals. Orcas that can jump through hoops and seals that can play horns can thrill humans. But what's that doing to the animals? Not much good, says PETA, once known as People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA is a major supporter of a bill that would ban the use of animals for entertainment in circuses in the state of California. The California Senate agrees wholeheartedly. The Senate recently passed the circus animal ban 34-0. The bill now goes to the House, and we talked to PETA about the provisions in that bill. Rachel Matthews is with the PETA Foundation, where she's the Deputy Director of Captive Animal Law Enforcement. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
So glad to be here.
First, if you would, give us a sense of how widespread the use of animals in circuses is these days, now that, for example, Ringling Brothers is out of business.
Well, you know, it's actually sort of a dying industry when it comes to the use of animals in circuses. There's only maybe one or two dozen animals that are circuses that still use animals in their shows, and a lot of those have actually gotten rid of the wild and exotic animals like elephants and big cats. And what it really goes to show is that all circuses need to follow the lead of modern animal-free acts like the California-based Circus Vargas, which stopped using animals many years ago and is still able to dazzle audiences with willing human performers who get to go home at the end of the day and retire anytime they like.
So the bill was constructed narrowly, it appears. There are some animals commonly used in circuses that are not included in this?
So the bill as it is currently written applies to virtually all animals who are used in circuses. There are a couple of exemptions for horses and dogs. But outside of that, the bill will go so far to spare most animals from this cruel form of exploitation and will encourage, again, all circuses to follow the lead of modern animal-free acts and eliminate the use of animals in their shows altogether.
So this particular bill, Senate Bill 313, again, it passed the Senate 34-0. It follows other bills. There have been other efforts to curb abuses of animals in circuses previously, haven't there?
That's right. California actually bans the use of bull hooks and other weapons on elephants. Bull hooks are these sharp metal-tipped weapons that look like fireplace pokers that circuses use to beat, jab, and force elephants to perform. It's the effect of the bill has it effectively ended Ringling Brothers in California because Ringling wasn't willing to bring their elephants to California because they needed those bull hooks to keep elephants under control. But there are still a number of shady exhibitors that still exhibit elephants in jurisdictions with bull hook bans. And they get around the law by either hiding something sharp in their pocket that they'll secretly use to jab elephants, or they even use things like a toy lightsaber that they sell as a concession, which seems innocuous to the average human, but to an elephant, it serves as a strong reminder of the pain and punishment that bull hooks have inflicted in the past.
So the lightsaber is a proxy for something they've already come to know as a bull hook.
Exactly. It's like somebody waving a fake gun, but you don't know it's fake.
Ah, okay. So this raises a question, too. I mean, I can imagine some of the tricky nature of trying to design a bill like this, because, first of all, did you have to define what a circus is?
Yeah, the bill does define what circuses are, and if you look at the definition, it would, I think, to anybody who thinks of a circus with a variety of acts and traveling, they would recognize circus in the definition. The original form of the bill was a bit broader in terms of the traveling animal acts that it covered, because keep in mind, there are so many other forms of traveling animal acts that that are not quite circuses, but are similar. So for example, people will take bears or tigers to fairs and have them perform acts at fairs. But California wasn't quite ready for a bill that applied more broadly. So it was narrowed to focus just on circuses.
All right. So interesting, though. But any fixed sort of animal amusement is not covered by this bill.
No, and that's because life on the road is really horrific for any animal. Traveling exhibitors haul animals across the country year-round through bitter cold and sweltering heat and all other weather extremes. The animals end up living in these cramped trailers where they may not have access to basic necessities like climate control, space to move, food, water, or vet care. The elephants are chained. Big cats are imprisoned inside cramped, often filthy cages. And there's no relief once they actually get to a venue where they end up caged or chained in the back room or in a parking lot somewhere.
All right. So here again, transportation. If there's some sort of transportation involved, then that is covered by this act?
Yes, for traveling circuses, it is covered.
Okay, but yeah, someplace that like a game farm or something like that, not under the strictures of this bill, should it get final approval?
No, it would not apply to exhibits that happen at roadside zoos or other stationary facilities.
Rachel Matthews is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's with the PETA Foundation, the Deputy Director of Captive Animal Law Enforcement. We're talking about Senate Bill 313 in California, which would ban the use of animals in traveling circuses. Passed the Senate already, 34-0. The House has it now, and you have a chance to comment on the bill. What do you think about traveling acts with animals and how the animals are treated? Is it time to make some further restrictions on them? Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 on the phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So have there been any precipitating sets of incidents here, Rachel, or was just sort of a mass of things happening over the years? I mean, was there some sense that the timing was right for Senate Bill 313?
I think there was a sense that the timing was right because other states have started to pass similar legislation. There are a couple of states that ban the use of elephants in traveling acts. And then last year, New Jersey banned the use of wild and exotic animals in traveling acts, and Hawaii banned the import of animals for entertainment, which effectively ended up being a ban on circuses and other traveling acts. But on top of that, California has repeatedly witnessed the failure of its existing laws to protect animals in circuses. We have so many examples. There's Clyde the Lion, who baked to death in a circus boxcar that was traveling through the desert to Fresno. In Huntington Park, a tiger was found dead and nearly decapitated after a circus crammed her into a cage with five other big cats. An emaciated elephant named Hattie was forced to perform at a circus in Southern California. She dropped dead the next day. And another circus, elephant with this circus, had died just days before. And that just goes to show that existing laws have failed to prevent this kind of suffering, which is why we need to ban the use of animals in circuses.
Are these incidents that happened over the course of a decade or more, or were they all crammed in a pretty short period of time?
It's all been over time, but it's certainly been in the last 10, 15 years.
It seems like that when these incidents are publicized, as they would tend to be, I mean, if you hear about this kind of mistreatment of an animal, it's going to make the news by and large. It seems like this has helped in turning public taste against the kinds of traveling animal acts you're trying to do away with here.
That's exactly right. People have started to realize that wild animals don't do tricks or give rides because they want to. They do them because they've been caged and beaten behind the scenes, and they're afraid of being punished if they don't. So the public wants an end to this abuse, which is exactly why Ringling Brothers closed 2 years ago, and circuses have a choice. They have to either stop using animals or they'll end up going out of business.
Did you have any idea that this bill would pass the Senate with no opposition?
Yeah, it's these circus bills have been very popular because there is such strong public support behind them. Polling actually shows that the vast majority of Californians support banning traveling wild animal acts, and there's been very little opposition to the bill since it was amended to apply to circuses.
So what are the prospects in the Assembly, do you think? Anything different there?
We're feeling very positive about it in the Assembly. It's still awaiting assignment to committee, but again, the vast majority of Californians support banning traveling wild animal acts, and if the law that passed in New Jersey last year was any indication, it will pass with flying colors.
Are there any particular differences between what you have in the California legislature and what New Jersey passed?
Yes. The bill that was passed in New Jersey, again, applies to a specific list of wild and exotic animals, but it applies more broadly to all kinds of traveling wild animal acts. So California's bill applies to nearly all animals, but only to circuses, whereas New Jersey also encapsulates things like tiger exhibits at fairs and other kinds of exploitative acts that don't quite fit into the circus definition.
We might have touched on this already, but I mean, how do you define a circus? And could a circus say, I'm not a circus, therefore this doesn't apply to me?
A circus could try it, but I think that that would be pretty difficult for them to wiggle their way out of it that way. I mean, a circus, you know it when you see it. If it's typically in a tent or at an arena, they tour under the name circus. There's a variety of acts. The animals aren't typically the main focus in a circus anymore. There are acrobats, daredevils, all sorts of willing human performers who can put on a great show without animals.
So let's talk about some of the finer lines here, because we mentioned that horses and dogs are okay, but what about, for example, camels, which can be...
Camels are covered by the law, mm-hmm. Yes. And sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask about some recent incidents involving traveling circus animals and accidents. I read about an incident involving camels in Pittsburgh last December.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That what happened in Pittsburgh, this is at a Shrine Circus, there was a camel who got startled by something or upset by something while he had riders on his back, and he took off bucking and sent several children to the hospital. And that shows an important point, that wild and exotic animals really do pose an inordinate danger to public safety. When an animal feels threatened or frightened, they will act on their natural instincts. And so when a bear, a big cat, or a camel rebels, trainers can't protect themselves or the public. So you see animals who've bolted from circuses, run amok through the streets, damaged buildings and cars, bitten members of the public, and even crushed people to death. On top of that, the animals are often injured too, and in some cases we've seen animals gunned down in the streets.
Gunned down by, like, police to stop the rampage? Wow.
Yeah, there was a very famous incident. People can go to PETA.org to learn more about this, but the most famous incident was in Hawaii when an elephant named Tyke was in the circus ring. She crushed her trainer to death and then escaped and ended up being shot over 100 times before she died.
Wow. I did see the name Tyke as I was doing research for this segment. We were talking to PETA Foundation Deputy Director of Captive Animal Law Enforcement, Rachel Matthews, about California Senate Bill 313, which would ban the use of circus animals in traveling circuses in California. Passed the Senate already 34-0 and is in the House now, hasn't been assigned to committee yet. Your input, welcome here on the Jefferson Exchange. Your thoughts about animals in traveling acts like circuses, welcome. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. How is the California law written in terms of effective date? When would it go into effect should it get final passage?
That's a good question. I believe it will go into effect immediately, but I would need to double check. It might be January 1st, 2020.
Okay. That's why I was asking. Okay. You know, PETA in general does become a punchline for jokes. I'm sure you're aware, like last week in the funny papers, if you read Pearls Before Swine. And I just have to ask, Rachel, if it takes a sense of humor for you guys to continue what you do.
It sure does. And I mean, and that's why you see sometimes PETA does really eye-catching demos that are a little bit tongue-in-cheek. But you have to also remember that we are deadly serious in our work to help animals. PETA is the largest animal rights organization in the world, and it works to end speciesism, which is the human supremacist belief that all other animals are inferior to human. And so PETA works through undercover investigations, animal rescue, demonstrations, and ground-breaking litigation to end the use of animals for entertainment, food, fashion, laboratory testing, or any other reason.
Has PETA had more success with California's legislature than in some other states in getting bills passed?
I would say that PETA is more focused on California this year than it has been on legislation otherwise. PETA does support legislation, but typically doesn't do as much lobbying as it has in California this year. But generally speaking, the bills that we've been supporting when it comes to circuses and wild animals have been very successful. From Los Angeles, which banned bull hooks, to the bull hook ban in the state of California, to New York City that banned bull hooks. But even in smaller communities like Richmond, Virginia, and Austin, Texas, and Asheville, North Carolina, which have all restricted the use of wild animals in circuses or the weapons used to control them, This is a global movement that is really gaining speed right now.
We have a question from Patricia in Grants Pass. I don't have time to put her on the air, but she wants to know what happens to the current animals that are in the circuses when the bill passes, which it may indeed.
Well, there aren't any circuses that are based in California that still use wild animals. So unfortunately, those circuses will probably continue to tour in other states until they see the writing on the wall and they decide to stop using animals altogether. PETA is willing and able to help any circus place an animal at a reputable sanctuary where they can have their needs finally met.
So let me understand you. Something you said about based in California, does the Circus mm-hmm. Cruelty Prevention Act require that the circuses in question have to be based in California?
Oh, no, no. I'm just saying that all of the circuses that currently visit California and use animals come from other states. They come from Florida, Oklahoma, like all over the country, but there are no circuses in California that whose businesses would be impacted.
Okay. Okay. So it does affect, obviously, out-of-state entities that would be traveling
yes.
through California. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about hearings that that might have taken place to get Senate Bill 313 to the floor. What were you the only people testifying from PETA?
So PETA did have a representative who was present at both hearings. We were also joined by our co-sponsor for the bill, Social Compassion in Legislation. They also had a representative testify. And then on top of that, there were dozens of just members of the community who turned up and voiced their support.
Anybody speak in opposition?
I don't recall any opposition, but if there was any, it was very minimal.
All right. So it certainly looks like the case is good or the progress is good for Senate Bill 313 as it reaches the California Assembly. It's the Circus Cruelty Prevention Act and regulates traveling circus system using animals with the exception of horses and dogs and passed the Senate 34-0, which no doubt pleases the folks at PETA. I imagine you're pretty pleased about this.
Absolutely. You know, PETA is so proud to join Social Compassion Legislation in sponsoring this bill, and we're thankful for Senator Hueso for prioritizing animal welfare and public safety by introducing it.
Rachel Matthews is with the PETA Foundation, Deputy Director of Captive Animal Law Enforcement. Thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.